Hey everybody, welcome to the Soto Mojo Minicast. This is Colby Patino coming at you to update you on what's happening with the Seattle Mariners in their race to the playoffs. Yesterday, the Mariners had an early 10 a.m. Pacific time start, and unfortunately, it looks like their bats did not wake up with them. Not many highlights to play in this one. The Mariners are able to muster just 3 hits as they get shut out by the Tampa Bay Rays 3-0. And, there really wasn't much good that came from this game. On the one plus side is Yovani Gallardo was able to pitch into the 7th inning. He pitched 6 1/3 and he gave up 1 run. Looked like he was going well, and then he gave up a 2-run home run to Hechavarria to make it 3-0, and after that, the ball game was pretty much over. Still a nice outing from Gallardo, something you will definitely take, and that type of start has to be good enough for the Mariners with the way the rotation currently sits. So something to keep an eye on there with Gallardo. He was actually quite good, and that's your big takeaway. Yesterday was disappointing, but the Mariners still find a way to win the series. They take 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays. Unfortunately for the Mariners, they didn't get much help yesterday. The Minnesota Twins won their 4th game in a row. They swept Arizona. Los Angeles, they stay hot. They beat Baltimore 5-4. And Kansas City beats Cleveland 7-4. So the Mariners are right back where they were before yesterday's game. Back where they were on Friday, sorry. They're a game and a half back of the Angels and the Twins. They are tied now with Kansas City. In that third spot, just behind the wild card, and unfortunately for the Mariners, you know, sometimes a series win is good, but man, right now you're really counting these games. There's not many left, and you kind of need to pick up games as soon and as quick as you can. You certainly can't be losing any ground, but overall, they survive. They win a series on the road against a playoff contender, and at the end of the day, we'll count that as a good thing. So, a look ahead to the schedule for today's game. We have the Mariners are in Atlanta, rarely, and it should be an interesting series here. Atlanta is struggling this year. They're 55-67, brand new ballpark, beautiful ballpark in Cumberland, but they're struggling this year. They were hovering around 500 for a while, and then they've kind of returned to what you would expect from them. I don't think anybody was expecting this to be a playoff team. There's certainly some good things happening with Atlanta, just not at the major league level right now. Pitching matchup for tonight, new guy Andrew Albers coming off of a very nice performance against Baltimore where he went 5 innings and gave up just 1 earned run. Going up against Mike Fultonwitzki. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I do know that he is a strikeout guy. He's big-time fastball. Highly touted prospect at one point for the Astros. I believe he came over in the Evan Gattis trade. Albers 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. Fulty is what I'm going to call him. He's 10-8 with a 4.75 ERA. And anytime you would look at this matchup on paper, you would say a team that's out of it, playing a team that needs these wins to stay in the wild card hunt, you would say, great, advantage Mariners. Unfortunately for them, the game is in Atlanta, which means it is a National League ballpark where they play by National League rules. So no Nelson Cruz, certainly not full-time anyways. You probably get 1 at-bat per game. Manager Scott Service was very clear on this. Is as much as they want to keep him in the lineup for these 3 games, they would much rather sacrifice his production for these 3 games than have him hurt himself playing right field and lose him for the season. The Mariners certainly need Nelson Cruz down the stretch. So it's a tough situation, but overall it's probably a risk you have to take. Because Nelson Cruz is just too valuable to you in September to risk losing him playing right field for the first time since May, I believe. So, You won't see Nelson Cruz in the lineup, unfortunately. So the rest of the Mariners really have to step up. And as for who around the Mariners we should be watching, the Minnesota Twins play a doubleheader today. Unfortunately, it is against the White Sox, who are the worst team in the American League. Good news for Mariners fans in that doubleheader. The White Sox certainly seem to have a pitching advantage in both games. Carlos Rodon is going for the White Sox. Never really know what you're going to get with him, but he definitely has strikeout upside. 1-4 with a 4.0 ERA coming off of injury. The Twins are starting Tim Melville. Never even heard of him. But, yeah. And then in the second game for the Twins, who are a game and a half ahead of you, they have Dylan Jeep throwing for Minnesota versus Carson Fulmer making his season debut. Fulmer, a big-time prospect. High fastball, lots of strikeouts. And the Twins will be seeing him for the first time. So maybe, just maybe, advantage White Sox in this doubleheader. As for the other teams ahead of you, the Angels go to play Texas. It's Cole Hamels versus Tyler Skaggs in that game. Pretty good matchup, evenly matched, I would say. Texas really needs a series win here to stay afloat, to stay in this thing. The Angels, if they can sweep Texas, they will pretty much put the nail in the Texas coffin. So we'll see what happens there. But like I said, the pitching matchup is pretty even. The Angels and the Rangers are both playing really good baseball right now. We'll see what happens. But as unfortunate as it is today, you guys got to root for the Rangers. And, you know, Kansas City is off today. They do not play. It's a very light schedule. So the only other team that really affects you wildcard-wise, Baltimore, is going in to play the Oakland A's. So, you know, Baltimore's behind you. They're kind of slipping hard right now. So probably not a lot of concern from Baltimore, but we will see. So anyways, just to recap, the Mariners are a game and a half out. They play the Atlanta Braves today with Andrew Albers on the mound. No Nelson Cruz in the lineup, probably. We'll see if he can talk his way into playing right field. Personally, I hope not. but we'll see what they can do there. The Twins, who are a game and a half ahead of you, they have a doubleheader against the White Sox, which doesn't look promising on paper. But the pitching matchup seemed to favor the White Sox. And you have the Angels and the Rangers. The Angels are ahead of you. The Rangers are just behind you. With Cole Hamels and Tyler Skaggs on the mound, respectively. So, should be a good game. Should be a good matchup there. We will be back tomorrow, hopefully with some good highlights to play you as the Mariners take on the Atlanta Braves. So, that'll do it for today's episode of the Soto Mojo Mini Pod. As always, go Mariners. And let's go get the win tonight, boys. Bring it.